W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two employees have died following an explosion at a factory in Louisville, Kentucky. The plant partially collapsed in the blast and blew out windows in nearby homes and businesses. Several other people were hurt.
There were a fair amount of burn injuries, a pretty significant amount of blast injuries as well, from the penetrating and blunt injuries from the force of the explosion, as well as some crush injuries where some debris had fallen on the patient.
That's Dr. Jason Smith at the University of Louisville Hospital. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. President-elect Donald Trump tapping more than a dozen appointees so far to hold key positions in his upcoming administration. They include Elon Musk and former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to head up a new department focused on eliminating government waste. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressing NATO leaders in Brussels this morning, saying that the U.S. will continue providing its current level of aid to Ukraine during President Biden's final months in office. This is ABC News. Incidents of anti-Semitism jumping sharply. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
The Anti-Defamation League reports a 300% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Chicago alone over the last year. Nationwide, more than 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents have been reported since the Hamas attack on Israel last October, an increase of 200%. Cases also spiking overseas.
Especially in Amsterdam after Jewish people were attacked following a recent soccer game. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman.
There's been a partial state of emergency declared in Amsterdam. So they're hoping that this doesn't, you know, keep going. But every night there's been something. And there is a sense that violence could hit any night.
And several people arrested in anti-Israel protests there over the last few days. KFC going to court over two words, original recipe. It is suing another chicken place, Church's Texas Chicken, for using the same phrase. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Bucks take down the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Milwaukee with a 99-85 win over the struggling Raptors. Giannis with 23 points. Bobby Portis, 17. No Damian Lillard in the concussion protocol. So point guard Ryan Rollins stepped in with 12 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Doc Rivers.
He's a terrific shooter. The thing I kept saying in the timeout, keep shooting, keep shooting.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Bears Sunday at Soldier Field. Green Bay has a 10-game winning streak over Chicago, the longest of its kind in the league. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers will welcome back Bo Ryan and the 2014-15 teams that he led to the Final Four when they play number 9th ranked Arizona at the Kohl Center Friday night.
Excited to have who's coming back from those two teams and then to have an opportunity to recognize Coach Ryan, put his name in the rafters where it belongs. So preparation for Arizona will unfold.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beyonce might have been disappointed with her response from the Country Music Awards, but when it comes to Grammy nominations, she's at the top. Variety reports that Beyonce has been nominated for 11 Grammys, including Artist, Song, and Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Not far behind are some other heavy hitters, including, you guessed it, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and new kid on the block, Chappell Roan. Roan and Carpenter also up for Best New Artist of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. Taylor Sheridan apparently decided he does not have enough shows on TV, so he is teaming up with Blake Shelton for a new music reality show. The Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning. It'll become cloudy by later this afternoon. Becoming breezy, too. Our high 51. Tonight, scattered rain developing. Our low 43. Tomorrow, showers continue ending by about midday. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time it's done. Cloudy Thursday, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm going to talk about the new information environment. Elon Musk controls all the info. What does that mean? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two, Mino and the Mayor here on 99 points. 97
points. How long have we been here, Todd?
97.9 FM WGBW.
Is it missing on your screen? Is that why? Okay, let me fix that for you.
97.9. How did I get that? 14 months.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
Maybe more.
Welcome. Yeah.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
Sorry you had to walk in on that. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
I'm going to be honest with you on something. And I don't want this to be like sexist or whatever you want to call it, okay? So don't take that. No. You just
radiate
fitness.
Thank you, guys.
I mean, seriously, doesn't she?
Energy.
Todd even says
Todd here. Goes like, out in the green room to get you, and you're stretching. It's like, okay, all right, you got to show off. Give us a break. We're just waking up.
We just finished.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you were doing yoga in here while
we were
stretching.
Well, we're going to take the cellophane off the yoga mats.
To be clear, there's a lady who used to come in here quite often, and she is a yoga, and she gave us yoga mats. But they're still in the cellophane. So we weren't doing yoga. We were talking yoga.
Well, you can re-gift them. It would be a nice Christmas gift for someone.
But the reason we didn't do that is because then we got into chair yoga, which is the big thing these days.
It is.
Well, we talked about that.
We
never did it.
Well, not yet.
We still have to take the cellophane off the chair.
Yeah, that's right. The chairs, too. Yeah,
but that is huge. Have you seen these things with these guys? It's like, do this for 30 days, and you're going to be amazed. And it's literally like getting up out of a chair and stuff, right?
That's true, right? That's important.
But then they show you guys doing it that are in great shape. And it's like, come on, I'm not going to ever look like that.
Right. I agree. Right. Thanks, Todd.
But we...
Wow. Bringing us back down to reality.
Yeah, he does
but
my job.
But Lisa, I want to say that we...
Lisa Pritzel.
Yes, Lisa Pritzel, who is in the empowerment dance, which is... We're going to get to that. You were on here before, and it's just a really cool thing you do. People who are onset of Parkinson's...
But first, let's say one other thing. So impressed with your husband. Going down to help the hurricane victims.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That's very amazing. And you had some trepidation, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But that's pretty awesome.
That's awesome you allowed him, but that you supported him doing that.
Because
he's been gone for a while.
Of course. Yeah. 2 weeks he was down there.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it seemed like a long time. But, man, the stories, it filled his heart. And that was wonderful.
That guy's got a heart of gold. Holy mackerel. The people he was helping and just the stories. And sometimes people, what they need is someone to talk to. I mean, they do need a meal. They do need, obviously, shelter. But, boy, do they need somebody to talk to. And he's all ears, man.
Yeah, he was serving breakfast one morning, and this woman that he has been kind of become friends with looks at him, and as he's serving food, and she kind of motions, like, come on over here, Mike, right? She's, like, in her 80s. Come on over here. No, I'll be there in a moment. I'm helping these folks. No. Come over here. And he's like, okay, I'm listening to this woman. He bends down and she gives him the biggest hug. He's just thank you.
Wow.
Like, you know, like he was touching people's hearts. It was cool.
Yeah, and he gave up, he gave up the real estate. I mean, he gave up to go there. It's not like he was looking for something to do. I mean, he's just, he's good guy, good example. People need to learn from people like him and you. Hey, this empowerment, your focus, anyone is welcome, but you really focus on Parkinson's, right? I mean,
Parkinson's, seniors in our community, people who are just, who love music, movement, really. It's just joy.
When did Parkinson's become such a, I could name 10 people that I know have Parkinson's. Is it just because we're getting older and that's part of our whatever, but there's so many people with it, aren't there?
There are. There really are.
People say that, but the diagnosis is just better. We just have better medicine today. I'm not saying we have better cures, but we have better diagnosis.
That's also what we talked with the lady yesterday about Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's?
Yeah. It was always there. It's just...
Right. And we categorized it differently.
Right.
So with Parkinson's, we still talk about the movement, how important that is in life. Anytime you go to a doctor, it's like... You know, they don't like sedentary, you're watching Wheel of Fortune all day or having the TV on. You got to get out. I always promoted people getting dogs because they kind of force you to go for a walk because you got to take your dog out. But you do more than that. It's the movement and it's kind of the camaraderie. It's the socialization. So tell us about some of the programs you offer.
Yeah, I'm glad you talked about both of those things because they're really important. So I think when you're thinking about Parkinson's, movement is critical, along with the diagnosis and the medication that they're taking. But if they're not moving, their body just seizes up, right? And it just becomes shallow and it's harder to move. And there's something special with music, especially if it has a very clear rhythmic beat. It's a fantastic tool for somebody who has Parkinson's because they can move to that beat. And all of a sudden, their brain, because music lights up almost all areas of our brain, that takes over and it combats the freezing, an inability to move, the moving of their feet. It's just this clear guide to help people move in their bodies.
And I'm sure in some cases it brings back great memories, because you hear a song and it's, oh my gosh, I remember that song from high school or whatever. There's something about music that really gets into your mind, isn't there?
Absolutely. And I teach classes to people who have very severe progressed Alzheimer's dementia. And I try to take music, tailor it to the era that they grew up in. And it's amazing to watch these individuals who, when I walk in their room, are literally, they're comatose. There's no visual connection. There's no emotional connection. And all of a sudden, this song comes on and they come out of this state. Hmm. And they become alive. They're on their feet. We're looking. We're engaging in each other's eyes. It's truly, I get tingles just thinking about it because it's so powerful.
That's actually what we talked about a little bit too at the Curative, where they have, what is it, a kitchen set in like the 60s?
Well, it's more than a kitchen. It's an environment. They have a Corvette in there and they have a kitchen and music and it's all, I think, 68, 69, 70.
The response they get, same type of thing.
Because there's a lot of people who were, you know, that was their time. And now they're, what would that put them at, 70 now? Probably a little bit older than that. But anyway, if they were 20 or 21 back then. So, yeah, and that's a cool thing to do. But I think we have Dennis from the Glam Band on here often. And they're big 80s, but it's amazing that when you go to their concerts, I mean, it's high energy for 3 hours, but everybody there's in a good mood because it's bringing everybody back to a good time.
Right, absolutely. And I think that's what music does. It brings people together. It builds trust. It builds happiness. You feel joy. It's just this vibe that radiates between all the people. It's a shared experience.
Can I tell you a little history thing?
Oh, please.
Yeah, you will.
Julius Caesar was the first war commander, whatever you want to call it, who had a band, literally, with when they would go marching onto wherever. And he was the first one that said, soldiers will march twice as far listening to music as they would if there was no music. Julius Caesar. And that's where that all started. Honest to God. Isn't that something?
The more we know. Yeah. That's fascinating.
Something. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, the word I'm looking for, but you're focused, Parkinson's. That's a growing industry. You know, that's not the right word, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
you almost hate to put it that way.
But people, there's more and more awareness of Parkinson.
And need to help.
There's more of a need. And you will not only have people come, but their caregiver could come as well. You don't have to have Parkinson to participate.
You do not.
So tell me about like what someone could do to take advantage of what you offer, Lisa.
What can they do? Show up. Come to our class, right?
Right, but like where? That's what I'm talking about.
It's all yours, right?
Yeah,
it's all yours.
Correct, it's my business, correct. We hold classes in Green Bay at Western Racket every Tuesday at 1:30. If you're down in Appleton, we hold them on Thursdays at 1 o'clock at Touchmark. Okay. So you can find us at empowermentdance.com. Shoot us an email. Give us a call like, hey, we want to know more about this. And maybe it's something that resonates with you and you're going to find joy and you're going to love it. And if not, that's okay. Because if you're diagnosed with Parkinson's, there are so many wonderful offerings now because of the awareness is heightening. There's Rock Steady Boxing. Amazing
yeah,
program
tell us
at
about
Western.
Yep. Do we have somebody on? Or did you, yeah.
No, we talked about that.
Talked
right,
about yeah. that a little bit. That boxing for yeah. people with Parkinson's,
it's
right?
It's incredible. It's a non-contact boxing sport. And they not only do boxing, so they have speed bag work. They do traditional boxing type movements, but they work brain, they work balance. And it's the community that Western Racquet has built up with Parkinson's is second to none. They have, I think now, 7 classes a week. Talk
awesome.
About the demand. I mean, yeah. it's incredible right. community. Right. It's amazing.
That's amazing that they're reaching out to that. That's a great organization.
Yeah.
Like you. So people to, they go to the doctor. Tell me about how people, what are some signs of, oof, they may have been getting this? Is it the tremors or the shakes? Is
Most
that,
often.
Or that's like the biggest. Okay.
Correct. Yep. I had a lovely conversation with a woman yesterday. I used to teach her daughter's dance. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's earlier this year, and that was her initial symptoms, the tremors, right, the shaking. And now I'm teaching her. I mean, it's kind of cool, right, that heartwarming experience.
Do you need, okay, do doctors sometimes recommend this to their patients, their Parkinson patients, to do something like this?
I hope,
referrals-wise?
Yeah. Well, correct.
To
yes.
move, for sure.
For sure,
but
right.
Specifically your program, I would hope if they knew about it, they would recommend it.
I would hope so, too. I would hope so, too, right? Because they are, like I said, there are all these tools available for Parkinson's. And whether you're doing dancing or there's urban poling, there's the boxing, there's meditation.
What's
there's
urban poling?
Oh, urban poling. It's
is that because we're used to, like, yeah. knocking on doors in the hood?
Can you vote? Tell us how you voted?
That's no. not we're just worried with our mindset still the election.
Oh,
well, I'll be honest.
It took me a second.
We covered that. We covered
I'm going to tell you what I thought of at first.
Okay, I thought about what we just talked about, but what were you thinking?
Like a stripper pole.
Oh, gosh.
And dancing with that. What? I, no,
maybe
what
I can, no, no, no,
no, no,
716.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. Jeez, that, they do have that at some places because they do the acrobatics.
They
some
do.
Of those women are so talented where they can flip upside down.
I'm sorry.
Get a beer.
Yeah. No, this is a legit.
It's true. He's legit. He's
thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
And that's
yes.
called urban poling?
No.
No,
it's just called pole dancing. But
well,
it's a
pole
big
dancing,
physical
everybody
fitness.
Knows what that is.
But it's like people are putting those in their homes now when they build a home.
Yeah, like I saw. Yeah, okay, you know who's putting those in their homes? Some yeah.
Timeout.
A couple football players had
thank
that in their
you,
home.
Lisa.
So,
thank
yeah.
you, Lisa.
Lisa, okay. We'll move on. But Artie, urban polling.
Okay, urban polling is like a modern day hiking poles. Okay.
Oh.
Or, oh.
like, for people with Parkinson's, so. It helps.
Those poles are cool too,
yes.
aren't they?
And you see those?
Yeah,
you see
you
those
put
around?
All the different heights type
right.
thing. Yes. I gave
yeah.
my brother
yeah.
one, and he just loves it.
All right,
it's
yeah.
great. Okay, now we're clear on
okay,
that.
Okay, we are.
Yeah,
yeah. But we were both kind of on our own little. See, that's why we have you here, Lisa.
Digress. Hey, boys.
Right, I know.
We were
right?
not sure where Todd was.
That would be us.
Yeah. All right, we got to set a quick break. Lisa Pritzel, Empowerment Dance. Phenomenal things that you do. You and your husband are just. I mean,
good
you guys just
people.
Want to help people, don't
yeah.
you?
We do.
All right, hearts of gold.
Quick break, back after us.
Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner, but saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep
Terry,
awkwardly chanting your own Terry, name, Terry. You Terry. Deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, of course, the Civic Media Worldwide, 36 in Green Bay, 43 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Excuse me for one quick second.
What? Oh, he checks the wind. But it's actually
no
more
wind,
accurate
absolutely
than
no wind this morning. None whatsoever.
Well, it's not.
They had the weather service had it wrong yesterday. That wind was coming from the west.
5 miles per hour out of the southeast.
Right. Yeah. So nothing really. We got to thank Pete Petoniak, Fox 11.
Absolutely, you should do that.
He sent us over gifts yesterday.
He did. Isn't that nice of him? Fox 11, I mean, those guys focus on the weather. They like the weather over there. And, yeah, he did. He sent us that in a nice way.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time.
Pair of gloves. Sent us a glove.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Not leather gloves, just like gloves for driving. Comfortable gloves. If it's a little cold, you have to do a little bit of walk.
Although Todd wouldn't need them because Todd was bragging about his heated steering wheel.
Yeah, so you don't even need those, Todd. Yeah. But people like us who,
yeah,
maybe not. We don't turn it on.
The oldsters, yes,
right, right.
So Lisa Pritzel is here. Empowerment Dance. She does amazing things for people that really need to get out and move. And we got a text here directed towards you, Lisa. My sister has Alzheimer's. Would Lisa's class help her, or what class would she suggest? My sister is 73 years old.
Great question. Well, thank you for whoever sent that question in. So Alzheimer's is actually one of the things that dance has amazing impact on. I have a number of my students who take our class that are living with Parkinson's but have some early symptoms of Alzheimer's. And we were talking about this in our break, that the power of music is incredible because it lights up all of our brain. Right, where speech is a certain part of your brain, memories, nouns are certain parts of your brain. Music is the one thing that we never lose.
Totally agree.
It's incredible. And the way that it can inspire and move and create memories from a day's past is incredible. So, yeah, she would be more than welcome. He or she, I'm not sure if it was a woman or male, but welcome to come in. Check out our class. See if it's something that feels right for you.
And that's then cool.
We have a conversation from there.
And you know what? You're getting them out of the house. You're out of there wherever. You know, I mean, all those things. I still look back at my mom and I think back. And it's like, man, I regret not doing more. You know, taking her more places, more whatever. So for these people, I don't know if there's a caregiver or a family member, as in that case, get them out because you'll regret it if you don't.
Absolutely. The community that we have is fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And where are you doing your nap? I go to Western, and that's easy parking, easy to get into your facility. And where is it in Appleton?
At Touchmark. Touchmark off of 41, off of...
Okay, again, right easy, to yep. to, yeah, easy to get to, surface parking.
Right yeah, on before okay. you
All right, it's not like some people don't like ramps.
One other question along those lines. I know people are physical therapists. A lot of people, I mean, it's a great profession to go into. And I know a lot of them are always looking for, in fact, when I got my hip replaced, remember the young girl, and she's like, I'm going to try to come up with some, because I was doing really well, you know, because I'm an athlete, and I was doing really
yoga.
Well, and she, yeah, except for the yoga, and she said, well, I'm going to come up, I got some ideas, I'm coming up with new ways to, you know, whatever, depending on the person's level of therapy that they need. Mm-hmm. And for you folks, I'm sure you have some that are at a level where it's, you know what I mean? Versus some maybe early onset. So you probably don't tailor it to every person exactly the same, correct?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because our class is modifiable to any level.
That's what I was asking, yeah.
So I have people who sit the entire class. I teach classes at CP.
Oh, okay.
4 times a month. So the curriculum that I have for the week.
Isn't that a wonderful place?
Oh, you guys, that's an incredible organization. Incredible. I take the same content. I teach it at CP. I teach it at the assisted living facilities. I teach it to the classes at Western and Touchmark.
And the reason I want to ask that question, I don't want somebody who might be listening thinking, well, my mom's too far gone or whatever with it. But that's not the case, right?
It's not the case at all. In fact, I think that's just the exact opposite of what people think. When they think dance, they think, oh, I've got to be my feet. I've got to be moving around. Nope, not this class. You can sit in your chair. You can stand. You can use a chair for support. You can stand.
Awesome.
It's what you need for that day.
That's fantastic.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the movement is so important. But, you know, when you study like these blue zones, people who live the longest, the healthiest life, not really the longest, they live the healthiest life. Just socialization is so important. And do you offer some of that before or after or do during the class? Tell me how they can interact.
We do. Yeah, I think it starts before class. They come early. We chat. They stay after. We chat. Yesterday, once a month, we take our class and we go and we have happy hour. So we sit and we have some beverages and some food and some fries and we chat. We were lucky enough to be awarded to decorate a tree at Austin Straubel Airport. So next week after class, our class is getting together and we're going to be decorating Christmas ornaments for that tree together.
Neat.
That talks
great.
About their stories. Why does movement empower you? We're going to write that on mirrors and put it on our
fantastic
tree.
Lisa. Good stuff.
That's great stuff, you know? And I want to talk at the people who Parkinson's, they don't need to really be diagnosed with Parkinson's to, or they do?
Do not.
Okay. And then their caregivers.
You don't like ask for proof or anything.
Right.
No.
And their caregivers are welcome to join your courses, your classes.
Correct. Yep. So if you walked into our class, you would see people living with Parkinson's. You may see it physically. You may not see it at all.
Right.
People who are just aging and have balance concerns. People, I'm just a senior and I love music. I love to dance when I'm younger. I want to take your class. Yes. Come join us.
Love it.
It's all of it.
Love it. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and where they can come and all those things.
www.empowermentdance.com. That name, you're not going to see it around for too much longer because we are in the process of transitioning to a nonprofit, which is very exciting.
Good for you.
Yeah. So our organization will then be called Empowered by Movement. So we're very excited. We're currently seeking a president for our organization and a treasurer. So if you know of anybody.
I know, two guys right here. Right here. I'll be president, he'll be treasurer.
Done.
He's
look at that.
He's pointing to Todd.
And then Todd will do the actual work.
Pointing to Todd. I got my hands
full. We'll be figureheads.
You know, and those the nonprofits, the people who, those 501c3s, let's just call it that, which is the status you're going to get. That's what really makes this community work. You know, I work for one. Johnny's worked for one. It's just. And people, then you're going to have to get into your fundraising because you don't get investors. Mm-hmm. You get people who donate money and then you people who will serve on your boards as charity. They're not going to get paid. Well, you can pay them if you want, but we don't. I just think that's a great way to give back to the community and people with the right cause, which you have here. Obviously, it's a growing concern in this community and all throughout the U.S. We need this right now. We need people to move, to socialize, and people with Parkinson's have to have a venue, and you're the answer to that. So congrats on your nonprofit status. I mean, it takes time to do that, and the government's got to make sure you're doing the right thing, and you're going to get your seal of approval sooner than later, I hope, in the next couple of weeks, maybe.
I hope so.
Right.
That's the plan.
Good for you. Lisa Pritzel, Empowerment Dance, soon to be called.
Empowered by Movement.
Wonderful thing you're doing.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Keep it rocking. All right, guys, that's a quick break. Back with more right after this.
Your love lifting me higher than I've ever been.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you, reporting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City. What's on the docket today? President-elect Donald Trump has nominated former U.S. Representative Lee Zeldin of New York to serve as the Environmental Protection Agency Administrator. What does this mean for biofuels? Stick around.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind, but the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
The EPA is the agency that looks at ethanol and biodiesel. Market analyst John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing says in the past, the Trump administration has been supportive of biofuels.
They were actually fairly, you know, green in terms of those biofuel movements and, again, wanting to get ethanol into the system, getting it used more. I know they were pushing heavy for the E15. We're still struggling getting that out there as way it needs to be on a national scale. You know, so those are some things that will be policies we need to watch as we, you know, start turning the calendar into next year. And hopefully we get some more of this domestic demand, because realistically, even though export sales have been pretty good for both corn and soybeans, more corn than soybeans, you know, we still need that domestic usage to get through these supply piles.
John Heinberg along with us, market advisor from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll take a look at your markets next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
On the close yesterday from Chicago, grain markets were in the red. December corn closed down a penny and a half at 428.5. Cash soybeans were down 11.75 cents at 1010.5. And November 2025, new crop soybeans closed down 13.25 cents at 1031.75. Cash wheat was also down 13.25 at 552.25. And July 2025, new crop wheat was down 13.5 cents, closing at 584.75. Barrel cheese dropped a quarter of a cent at $1.68.5. The 40-pound block cheese closed up 0.75 cents at $1.71.75. And AA butter closed down 0.75 cents at $2.59.75. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning. It'll become cloudy by later this afternoon. Becoming breezy, too. Our high 51. Tonight, scattered rain developing. Our low 43. Tomorrow, showers continue, ending by about midday. We could get a quarter to a half inch of rain by the time it's done. Cloudy Thursday, high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, yeah. But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
Download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Aqua green. It's a color.
Fine.
Wow. Hope you didn't have a hot mic during that little interlude, Todd.
Right?
We're having
right?
a big argument
here.
Going, here
we go.
We're having a big argument here over the color of Olivia's eyes.
Okay. Yes.
Hi, Olivia.
But hi, how's it going?
Good. Hi, Patty.
Good.
Hi, John.
Sorry, right, you had
so
to be
these ladies
in
are,
there.
Okay. Let's
Bay Area Realty.
Right. We're going to get past the eyes.
Yeah.
they both have beautiful eyes. But, John,
yeah.
There's only certain colors. You can't.
Aquamarine is a color.
Not for eyes. If you went to an eye doctor, ophthalmologist, and said, what are the colors of eyes? He would say, brown, blue, aqua, not aqua, hazel.
And then, hazel. I got hazel
and
eyes.
Then what those like.
And I don't have a kind of eyes Olivia has.
What are those people that are.
Have one of each?
No. If you're all like white, albino.
Oh, okay.
Is that an eye color? Albino? Because they're
albino.
Red eyes.
No. You'd have like white eyes.
Right. Yeah. Like they're kind of like red. Though.
Like Jonathan yes. Winter. Remember Jonathan Winter? Yeah. What's with Todd? Hey, you know what's bad? You know what's bad when Todd leaves the cockpit and comes back here to talk to us?
Okay, you guys get to work.
It's all like right, the hey, pilot walking back.
Hey, we're
to the
talking real estate. Talking real estate. You guys have a special accreditation. I want to talk about that. You both have the Senior Real Estate Services accreditation. Tell us what.
And you guys work for Bend, Indiana?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bay Area.
I said that.
All right.
Bay Area.
Right up the road.
Yeah.
And by the way, we want to take part in your Toys for Tots campaign.
Yeah, come on by.
I will. We're going to buy a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're seniors real estate specialists. That's an accreditation that allows us to work with home buyers and sellers over the age of 50. I think that comes with a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Patty, I know you can talk a little bit about that too.
Different right. needs.
But yeah, right. different needs of who we're serving, really.
Are you guys related?
No.
Oh, because you got almost the same color eyes as her. Doesn't she, though? You see that?
John, my eyes are blue. Get over it. Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. John, just,
all right.
John, just, all right. Can't hit now. Early in the morning.
She's
here,
my mom.
No,
she's not my mom. I'm not her mother.
No, I want to talk about it because, seniors, growing segment, especially here in Wisconsin, right? And what did you do to get that accreditation? Because I would agree, first-time home buyers, everybody talks about them. But what about people who are over 50 that are buying, selling homes? So what did you learn or what specialty do you have that maybe somebody wouldn't?
So I think there's quite a bit to that. Kind of like being a real estate agent, you go through a class. You go through many hours of learning about who you're serving, different generations, what they want, what they expect from you.
He flunked his real estate test first time.
You didn't, Jim.
I have my broker's license. I did not.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
I went to school with you at Keller Williams. There,
I did. I did not. No, I passed right.
Who was it? It was somebody that we've had in here.
It wasn't me.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tough test, though.
It is. Oh, it's very. Not. It's not. But the Senior Real Estate Services, the accreditation is. It's just finding out what are these seniors. Are they slow to go? Are they go to go? Are they not moving at all? Where are they at in their life? And finding that empathy with not only primarily with them, but with their families. That's where we find a lot of hardship. And we want these seniors to have a voice. We don't want their kids running their life, telling them what they should and shouldn't do. We want to give them pockets of information, where to go for that. Who are the senior realists? Who are the lawyers in the city? Who are the people that are going to give them the best advice? That's where we want to be.
And look out for them.
Yes, yes.
You know, we both have, my wife, his son are in the funeral business. A little bit different, but not dissimilar. It's like, wait a minute. It's their life.
Yes.
These kids come in. This is what mom wants. Well, that's not what mom said yesterday. You know what I mean?
Right,
and I think when it comes to real estate, how do they want to live the rest of their life? You know, you don't stop living. You keep living. How do you want to live? And I think real estate is the biggest investment they've probably made and will continue to make. And whether to sell and go to an apartment or to buy, downsize, or get into a condo. That's great that you've studied that because that's a whole different world than first-time
home
buyers.
It is. I just sold a home. A gal lived in her home. They raised three girls, lived there their whole life. They were the only owners of this home.
Wow.
So the emotion with the three daughters. I mean, I always say that God made us sisters, but Prozac made us friends because we're so different. We know what we want for mom. I know what I want, so and so. So, but empowering these seniors with as much information that makes them feel like, you know, I talked to so-and-so and this is where I really would like to go.
Right.
Listen, see them, hear them. Yeah. And that's what we do as specialists.
I will say this, and the one thing I realized in the real estate business, there is so much misinformation at times in that business that some of you are like, well, I heard.
Right.
Well, you know what? A friend of mine whose cousin is, you know what I'm saying?
It's true. Absolutely. It's true.
That's awesome that you've got, I didn't even know they offered a special accreditation for seniors. And I think that's wise because the needs are so much different. And you can tell just by listening to you that you need to focus on what they want.
Yes, yes.
Because,
another thing, though, too, is so many, you know, things have changed so much in real estate over the years. And, you know, if you haven't been in the game for a long time, it's starting over in a lot of ways, isn't it?
It is. Sure is. Yeah. Well, I started about 5 years ago, and just the prices of houses in general, we all know, have gone up. But just the way that we practice, too, the way that we fill out contracts and do business
constantly changing. I mean, they had a big weird thing that happened this past year, right? Remember we were talking with that
buyer's agency.
Ben Indiana with the buyer's agency and all that. And I love talking to people that were in the business like in the 70s. And I said, what did you do before you could just go on the MLS on the computer? He said, we had a really big book. And every day we'd flip pages of that book about what's available.
Right,
and on Sundays we would look in the paper for, you know, the listings and everything. And nowadays, I mean, it's, you got to be right on it immediately, don't you, to be a good agent?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Straight to your inbox. That house has got to show up right away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually reminds me of my father-in-law used to be an insurance agent, and so is my husband. And when he had to go out and take photos of someone's house for the underwriters, he had to go with a Polaroid, take a photo, mail it in. I'm like, this is just crazy.
Isn't that something?
Right. Yeah.
It's changed.
Right.
Yeah.
So the market in itself, like I said, changing so drastically. The seniors, we've gotten